Hello and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is the 1st of April, Wednesday, 2009, and the title of this podcast is How Ridiculous. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I'll bring you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. How Ridiculous. Beginners. Have you ever been told something by a person of authority that made no sense at all? Or have you ever been in a situation that made you wonder if someone was playing a joke on you? A few occasions spring to mind when I think of that question. The other day, my mother had her US citizenship interview. There were many questions to answer, and thankfully, the lady interviewing her was friendly. She tested her English, her knowledge of US history, and she also looked at all the papers my mother had filled in. Then came the character history questions. Have you ever overthrown a government? The lady asked. My mother was shocked and amused at the same time. Sweetheart, I'm 65 years old. Do I look like I've overthrown a government? She replied. No, she doesn't look like she has overthrown a government, and I'm sure if she had, someone would have heard about it. The interviewer looked at her apologetically and continued with another question. Have you ever been a drug trafficker, an arms dealer, a member of the Communist Party? Of course, my mother answered no to all of the questions, but she couldn't help but laugh. The poor lady was just doing her job. But what a ridiculous one. Advanced. When I left New Zealand to come home, I had to catch a connecting flight in Brisbane, Australia. Thankfully, I didn't have to wait at the gate very long. After a while, one of the airport's security guards announced to the group of us who were waiting, "Could you all move back behind the security screen, as we are going to run an extra security check of the plane before you board?" We all did so, only a few people complaining. Then came the time to move back to the gate. As we did, they checked our carry-on luggage. I only had one bag, just a week's worth of clothes and presents for the family. "What's this?" asked the man, as he unzipped my bag. "It's a candy snake, you know, a chewy one," I replied, pointing to three others and a tarantula that I had bought for my children. "You can't take these on the plane. New regulations, nothing that seems threatening to anyone." "Are you serious?" I asked with a smile. "But it's obviously candy." "Yes, I know, miss. But someone on the plane might not think so." "Well, what about the tarantula? I think that's more scary." "New rules, I'm afraid. You can only take them if you bite their heads off." "You've got to be joking. My kids wouldn't eat them if I did that. Anyway, I bought them here in the airport," I said, seeing no sense in the situation. One of the guards went back with me to the shop where I had bought the candy, and apologetically spoke with the shop owner. I traded the snakes for tarantulas and went back to the gate. As I arrived, one of the other guards informed me that because I had bought them in the airport, I could take them with me. So I went back to the same shop and exchanged my tarantulas for snakes. What a performance! I appreciate people following rules and keeping us safe, but that was ridiculous. Well, I hope that was useful for you. Feel free to download the text and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. I'd love to hear from you, so any questions or comments that you have or suggestions, please write to acupofenglish@live.com. Look forward to hearing from you and tune in again next time. Bye-bye.